Bloomington Public Library patrons would see more parking, meeting space, and a pharmacy-style curbside pickup window if a scaled-down $20 million expansion plan comes to fruition. There would also be a new makerspace, a new space for teens, a room for sensory-friendly visitors, and for nursing mothers. Library Director Jeannie Hamilton tells Ryan Denham this latest version doesn't have many frills, but it does give the library flexibility for curveballs like the pandemic.
As we were talking with the architects, the board really listened to feedback from the community that we want to connect to the downtown area. It's an area that the city has focused some efforts on, and we are very close. And so we want to reopen our Olive Street entrance. That was the original entrance to the library, was on Olive Street. And then as time evolved and parking became more of a transportation mode, then the building flipped so that the parking lot side was the main entrance. But so we've really worked with the architects to try to make the building feel a bit warmer too. Right now it is built in a brutalist architecture style. So that's a lot of concrete. So bringing in some warmer tones with wrapping the building with some wood and some natural elements. And most of the addition would be on the west side of the building. And so that's where we would have a lot of ability to add glass and those warmer tones. And so you do see, as you come from like the downtown area, an entrance right on the northwest corner. And that would bring you into our what's currently our upper level. And that would be the adult services area in this new design.
So if this comes to fruition, you're going to have a lot more meeting space. My understanding now is you have one kind of major meeting room with about 100 positions or 100 seats. And this new plan, you'd have three rooms with up to 300 seats. Can you talk a little bit about what kind of flexibility that would give you, including for like traveling exhibits and all sorts of stuff?
Sure. So right now we do have the one meeting room. It's really heavily used both by library programs and then community use as well. And so this new design would be one big room that would sit 300 seats, or there'd be dividers that could make it into three rooms that are about the size of our current room. And then we also plan to have the ceilings taller so that we could have maybe some traveling exhibits. For example, the Smithsonian is a popular one that has traveling exhibits that goes throughout the U.S. And we just can't do that right now because we don't have the space. And so it'd be really neat to do more things like that.
And then on the outside of the building, what would be happening with like curbside pickup and book drop and those types of like quicker low contact type things?
Yeah, so we would have a space for a book drop still. We have that currently, an exterior book drop, but we would be able to fit in an automated sorter. So right now when you drop off your books, they aren't checked in for a while, but this automated sorter would check them in right away when you do that external book drop. And then right next to it, we'd have a curbside pickup. And it'd be like a pharmacy style window where you push out a drawer and people can grab their materials from that drawer. This is something that we had heard some interest in curbside pickup before COVID, and COVID, a silver lining of it is we found a way to make it happen in our current configuration. And we're hearing that people want it to stay. But we could make that experience even better than it is now in our makeshift format.
So you're sort of in an interesting position. You're in the middle of a pandemic, but you're planning a physical space where people will congregate. You know, so you're like planning for a future that, you know, it feels very far away, even though like presuming vaccines stay on track, it's not that far away. What is that like for your team to be like planning for this world that doesn't like exist right now, but you know it will be soon?
Well, one of the things that we've really stressed when we've done this planning process is the flexibility. So we want the space to be flexible and future friendly. So the space, we want to be able to shift our furniture around. So say this happens again, where we have to shut down and people have to be 6 feet apart. We want to be able to have the flexibility to be able to move spaces around so people can still enjoy the library, even in a pandemic format. So really looking at that, being able to adapt quickly as things evolve and as the library needs and desires change. There are some things that we do. I really strongly feel that people are going to be so hungry to gather again when we can, that we want to have a solid space where people are able to do that.
This would be about a $20 million expansion project, and the library has saved up enough on its own to cover more than a quarter of that cost, leaving about $15 million or so that the taxpayers would be paying for through bonding or debt. I know expansion has been talked about at all sorts of different scales and sizes and scopes over the last several years. How did you arrive at this scale?
Yeah, so we really heard the feedback in the past that the number we were coming in with was too high. So we really tried to scale back. This plan does not impact anything south of Jackson Street, which is where the Citizens Convenience Center is. So that would still stay and there'd be no cost impact there. This cost is all in, and it does reflect inflation over the next year before we would have be able to start construction. So we think this is a very true and accurate number. We try to scale back and really listen to that feedback that we had before.
That's Bloomington Public Library Director Jeannie Hamilton speaking with Ryan Denham. Library leaders recently made their pitch to the Bloomington City Council. If the council signs off, construction would begin in April of 2022 and take about a year and a half.